One, two, three, four. I'm not sure if you heard my last album, but some of that shit was true. I've given up smoking cigarettes, I stopped taking cocaine too. And I don't do MDMA no more, but I do still sing that song. I don't regret all the times I did, and I did have a lot of fun. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstandings? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organised religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. We're always told to remember, remember and never forget about World War One and World War Two and all the tragedy and death that came with that. We keep it in our classrooms and we embed it in our minds as if it was an achievement for humankind. Well, what if we teach something different? And what if we talk of the times when humans succeeded in living together without going out of their minds? And what if we teach about hope and of kind generosity, understanding that everyone lives here together and everyone's got the same needs? Take the boombox out of Boomtown and put it in the Gaza Strip. I get my mate Mike to DJ it and drop some heavy shit. And maybe, just maybe, everyone will come and dance. Pass a couple of pills around and they might even forget about the past. Well, that sounds like a fucking stupid, ignorant idea. If anybody out has got a better one, baby, I'm all ears. And the war on drugs ain't a war worth fighting. What about a war on misunderstanding? What about a war on stupid politicians? What about a war on organized religion? What about a war on war? What about a moment of peace? What about we don't even have a bloody war? We just spark up this spliff. Hey! We'll be right back.
Thank you. two, three, four. Maybe that spider knows something that I don't know, 'cause I'm goddamn cold. Little white monkey staring at the sand. Well, maybe that monkey figured out something I couldn't understand. Who knows? On a dancing crab, and I stopped to watch it shake. I said, dance with me just one more time before you hibernate and you come out of crab cake. Snapping at a shell. Ah, there's mysteries inside, I know, but what they are, I just can't tell for sure. And hey, a little baby crow, you're looking kind of mean. I think I ought to split before you start letting off your steam for sure. Sexy pig, you made it with a man, and now you've got a little kid with hooves instead of hands. And no, all of the animals, all the animals. And hey there, little mockingbird, this thing about you and songs. Oh, where you been? Have you broke a wing? I haven't heard you in so long. And hey there, little albatross, swimming in the air. Come on, you know I can't fly, and I think we really gotta play fair. And hey there, Mr. Happy Squid, you move so psychedelically. You hypnotize with your magic dance all the animals in the sea, for sure. Son, what kind of creature are you? I can't stare, but I know you're there. Goddamn, how I wish I knew. And hey there, Mrs. Lovely Moon, you're lonely and you're blue. It's kind of strange the way you change, but then again, we all do too.
Smash! that's our way of surviving. When pressure gets steep, my young gorillas behind me. Squad up the Taliban, you know we gotta eat, nigga. Supply my goons with free work if we fall back on a creep, nigga. With no sleep until we back count stacks. No trace for the feds, cause we move fast. It get better than heat, nigga. With nobody suit, we ain't better with heat, nigga. This TV shit ain't gon' never stop, man. Do the math on the first, the city is locked down.
The city is locked down
with a cleanup crew. So don't infiltrate or we'll clean up you.
Hey, look out, 2 minutes to get in and out. You try to heat, I get the dope and leave a murdered out. You know piranhas gotta eat like the birds of our south. So we Taliban enough to keep the food no mouth. We got 2 minutes to get in and out. You try to heat, I get the dope and leave a murdered out. You know piranhas gotta eat like the birds of our south. So we Taliban enough to keep the food no mouth.
Murdered out. You know,
87.7 on the FM dial. We'd be foolish not to listen. Let's try that again, shall we? This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm, 87.7 on your FM dial. It'll do you good. Chicken John. This is Eric McFadden. I listen to RadioValencia.fm, 87.7 FM. I'm out here in Raleigh, North Carolina, enjoying pretty much nothing right now. So I'm having a day off, but anyway, I hope you're good. And God damn it, if I were at home, I'd be listening to 87.7 FM, Radio Valencia. Maybe I can just listen here, because I'm obviously a song in your web. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Take a souvenir. Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Now, Doug the Dog has a song.
Did Ezekiel see a UFO here in the sky, you know? And the creation of God's other people, which come down to the earth and their own flow, telling us we're not alone in the universe, that there are other human beings that are of this earth, created in God's universe. Did Ezekiel see a UFO unfold in the sky, you know, with the likeness of a human man, expressed in God's own creation, that looks like our own earth can, but they come from another star, not afar or within. Many people have seen UFOs up here in the sky, you know. They are men and women and children like other worlds that teach us of God's style. They come from afar, and we must open our mind to learn and find out we're not alone in the universe. I believe in UFOs because of the many stories that have been told, of the many aliens that have appeared on the earth, that have come and removed this mortal curse. Why is the government saying they're unreal when they appear in this mortal life still? So, did Ezekiel see a UFO come down from the sky, you know, and a wheel within a wheel? Let us still believe that UFOs really exist still.
การพนันเงินแสนชนไก่กับปลาท้าเดิมพันกันข้ามแดนทุกอย่างแรงแค้นคือดินแดนอีสานของเฮาอีสานเดือนห้าแดดจ้าสีแดงแรงฝนชาวนายังทนกับการดื่มลมซมเศร้ามีบ้างบางคนที่ทนกับงานหนักเบาน้องเฮาส่วนใหญ่เขาบ่เอาการงานโอเลเลยโอเลเลยโอเลเลยโอเลเลยโอเลเลยโอเลเลยโอเลเลยโอเลเลยโอ้
สารหน้าแรงทุกปีเป็นมาเช่นเดิมซ้ำยังถูกเติมถูกเติมความคิดบิดพันเมืองทองของไทยของพวกเราชาวนานั้นยุ่งสารพันชาวบ้านจึงเป็นส่วนเกินเปลี่ยนแปลงแก้ไขรวมใจกันพัฒนาสร้างใจให้กล้าผ่านค่านิยมเปิ่นเซินรวมสามัคคีสร้างความดีความเจริญมีชีวิตเพลิดกับส่วนเกินจากผิดผลหา
Hi, this is Country Joe Donald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Tell all the people who believe what they read in the press. Tell all the folk who stare from behind suburban walls. The enemy.Some nation far across the sea. The enemy is with us every single breathing time. So yes, I will fight for my country, the land that I love so well. Yes, for justice, a land fit for all our futures. Yes, I will fight for my country, the land that I love so well. Hear the voices of our history echo all around. Fight all the ones who divide us.Fight all the ones who divide us, white against black. Fight all
suburban walls. The enemy is not some nation far across the sea. The enemy is with us every single breathing time. So yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well. Yes, for justice, a land fit for all our futures. Yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well. Ones who divide us, rich against poor. Fight all the ones who divide us, white against black. Fight all the powers who want their missiles in our earth. Fight all the people who would lead us into war. And yes, I will fight for my country, the land that I love so well. Yes, for justice, a land fit for all our futures. Yes, yes, I will fight for my country, the land that I love so well. Some United Nations clause. No rights were ever given by some nice guy at the top. Our rights, they were bought by all the blood and all the tears of all our grandmothers, grandfathers before. Burning on our highest hills, for all the people spinning tales tonight. Fight all the powers who abuse our common laws. Fight all the powers who think they only owe themselves. And yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well. Yes, for justice, a land for all our futures. Yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well. Hear the voices of our history echo all around. Yes, yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well. Fight for justice, a land fit for all our futures. Yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well. And yes, I will fight for my country, a land that I love so well.
You're going to listen to Eclectic Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod. biggest thing.
You are a scratch from the human race. You are a waste of a name. A waste of time and a waste of space. You've only one thing to be. I don't like you. From the human race, you are a waste of a name, a waste of time and a waste of space. You've only one thing to fear. I don't like you. Annoyed and I go on the paranoid, 'cause that would mean I'd have to care and I couldn't be annoyed. Get down into 10 ideas. Scratch from the human race. You are a waste of a name, a waste of time and a waste of space. You've only one thing to be. I don't like you.
Swing. Do-wah, 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 do-wah.
Once upon a scary Halloween, when hoot owls hooted and hound dogs howled, four excited kids named Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny were getting ready to go trick-or-treating. It was almost dark, and they had on their scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, the doorbell said. They ran to the door, and sitting there was a giant jack-o'-lantern.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with his clothes on,
said Aaron.
It's a magic jack-o'-lantern.
Who said that?
I said that.
The jack-o'-lantern said that. That must be magic,
said Josh.
Hey, how come you have a flashlight inside your head?
Because candles and other burning things are very dangerous. You should carry a flashlight, too, when you go trick-or-treating.
And Teeny said,
he got one.
Good. Now, if you take me trick-or-treating with you, I'll make some scary sounds for you.
Like what?
Said Teeny. And Jack-o'-lantern said,
like ghosts in the wind. Listen.
Watch out for ghosts. Wasn't that scary?
Yes.
Make some more scary sounds.
I will, later, if you take me trick-or-treating.
Come on, let's go.
And so Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny and Jack-o'-lantern went off trick-or-treating.
Who goes first?
We all go together. You shouldn't go trick-or-treating alone.
Okay.
Trick-or-treat.
Come on in.
I'm sorry, we're not supposed to go into houses of strangers.
You're right. I'll go get you a treat. Now, you just wait right there, and I'll be right back.
Make another scary sound, Mr. O'Lantern.
How about the wickedest witch in the world?
What was that scary sound?
The wickedest witch in the world.
Oh. Okay, here's your treats.
Thank you. Come on, let's go to the next house.
Hey, wait for me!
And me!
And they all had a wonderful time trick-or-treating all around the neighborhood, being careful to look both ways before they crossed the street. And when they got home with all their treats, they sat down in a circle around Jack-o'-lantern, who said,
would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes.
This is the story of a haunted house. In it lived a ghost, a skeleton, and a bat. Last Halloween, when they were getting ready to go out to scare everyone, they went into the closet to put on their scariest costumes, when suddenly the wind blew through the spider webs covering the windows, and the door slammed shut, locking them in the closet, where they have lived for a whole year, waiting for you to come into the haunted house to let them out. You come through the front door, 7 steps away from that closet. You take the first step. It's dark and quiet. You take the second step. The third step. You know what's behind that closet door. You take the fourth step. You take the fifth step. You take the sixth step. You're 1 step away from the ghost, the skeleton, and the bat. The seventh step. Don't be scared. Open the doors.
Oh,
It sure was a good story, Mr. O'Lantern.
How did you learn to tell scary stories?
Well, one day I had a donut, and suddenly my mouth could talk.
A donut?
That's right. Winchell's donuts do magic things to your mouth.
A Winchell's donut really, really does it. Donut!
And now, for all you girls and boys at home, I have some scary sounds for you.
Progressive rock, krautrock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds, then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Say that we're okay, one of these days I could take my love away, and you'd be left with all this pain, is that okay,
is that okay,
or can I be the one to hold you down, people trying but I think I'm found, oh, how to be the one to hold you down. It won't be easy, but I'll tell you now. Baby, you got it all. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you gotta know. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you gotta know. You got the mind, body, spirit, and soul. Baby, you got it all.